the color in. I just have to breathe it in. I look left, I look right, I look to see the scenery.
Looking left and right, looking right down the middle. That's the Doug Steffen good way of handling things. 888-302-3684. The phone number later in the hour. We're going to meet actor, comedian, and stage performer George Lopez, who I think I guess there have been times during my existence and his existence that I didn't think, one way or another, because he has an edge to him. But after having studied his works and stuff, Roberta, I find him to be an intriguing sort. So, George Lopez, later on in the hour. What are your thoughts about the banks now agreeing to a settlement for all these wrongful foreclosures? $8.5 billion, the banks, the 10 major banks in our country, mortgage companies, have agreed to pay $8.5 billion to homeowners who were wrongfully foreclosed on.
If you divide it among all the homeowners who were foreclosed, it comes to a little over $800 per person.
Right. Some people are going to get
more,
a couple of hundred bucks. Some people get $125,000. But what's happening more than this money, the paperwork and stuff that was skipped, the banks like Chase, I'm dealing with Chase on my property in Santa Monica, and they've become pretty flexible. That's because the government has told them that if they don't want more trouble, they better do everything they can to help. Now, I'm not in foreclosure there, but I'm trying to modify the loan. And there were things that were done when I got the loan that I didn't know about that were just not right. And so there's a hole and there's a part of a hole to this. You know what I mean?
And all the lives which were ruined.
Yeah, and people got thrown out of their homes.
Of the banks, yeah. And what are they going to get? Even if they got, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, their homes were undoubtedly worth more than that. And the money that they lost on this, it's just a travesty. I have a couple of friends who have been trying to refinance their home mortgage. They cannot afford the monthly payments right now.
Right.
But their mortgage is 8%. And they have been trying for the past 3 years just to remortgage it down to the current rate, which would be 3 or 4%, which would cut their mortgage payments in half. Because their income will not, by the current bank rules, will not allow them to do it, they are stuck now with this higher mortgage. So they're taking the bank to court, saying, look, all we want to do is remortgage that. Because if we remortgage and cut our payments in half, then we won't be in foreclosure. We'll be able to afford
the bank,
payments.
See, this is how stupid they are.
It's crazy.
They are so stupid. Because if you take the home away and you go to foreclosure, you put it up on the auction, you're going to lose. In my case, let's say they took the house away from me in Santa Monica. They'd lose. They know they'd lose because we've had this discussion, $300,000 from what the value of the mortgage is.
Right.
So why would you force people into this? The arrogance, the stupidity, the middle management decisions that are being made
all
by these people.
All people want to do is stay in their homes.
Roberta?
Stay in their homes and work something out with them.
Right. This is all about the business of business getting bigger and bigger and bigger and less personal.
It has to do with deregulation and greed.
Well, it has to do with greed. In some circumstances, deregulation is okay. I think there are some institutions, like maybe the banks and insurance companies, that ought to be regulated somewhat.
Yeah, when you deregulate the financial industry in any way, shape, or form, greed sets in. And when
greed is everywhere.
The common man, you and I, we're the people who get screwed, so to speak.
Yeah, well, that's because they put all of their people in place in the Treasury Department and these various other, all of the political influence. The guy that you voted for has got more people from more of the big company. You know, he talks about one thing, but another way his reality is something different. All these people from all these big banks are in as regulators. They leave, they change the rules so it affects them positively, and they go back to work for the banks. And so they once in a while get caught with their pants down, such is the case with this settlement. So hopefully those of you who are listening that have this problem are going to be affected positively by the outcome. But don't, as Roberta suggested, don't roll over to them. Push, fight, and ultimately you'll win. The Alex Jones of medicine, Dr. Jack Stockwell, here in just a minute here. This is a Good Day program.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40. With no big change in lifestyle, Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40 so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277.
Guitar Center's January clearance sale is the treasure hunt musicians wait for every year. For premium gear from major brands at unheard-of discounts. We're talking about jewels from Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, Roland, Pro Tools, Shure, Apple, and more. Up to 80% off list. And this week, a wealth of incredible new deals just arrived at Guitar Center. So stop by and walk out with a gem you've always wanted and a price you only dreamed about. Hurry to Guitar Center's January clearance sale and claim your treasure before it's gone.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Dr. Jack Stockwell now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. He's the Alex Jones of medicine.
That's good. That's rich.
I couldn't. I figured that it would be. You can use that if you'd like, and you don't have to. You can give me credit or not as you desire. Jack is a certified NUCA chiropractor, NUCCA, one of the 2 dozen or so in our country who are licensed. You know how James Bond is licensed to kill? Dr. Jack Stockwell is licensed to heal. And one of the great things about his overview in terms of his own naturopathic persuasion is to look at things like the reports today on the death rates from cancer. They are inching down, so the hospitals would like us and the conventional medical world would like us to believe, even though I'm looking also at the same time the story of a woman whose pregnancy drug caused her to have cancer. Eli Lilly is in court with them. Apparently she had some kind of a drug she was taking for she was having problems with her pregnancy, and as a result of it she developed cancer. So you got to look at all of this stuff and wonder how it is that so many people develop these problems when there's such an easy way to fix it. It really is. It's easy to avoid getting cancer, is it not, Jack?
Well, the cause of all disease is not germs, it's not viruses, it's not even stress. It's malnutrition. And we know that over, and in accordance with what you just said, we know that over the last decade or two, people are drinking cleaner water, they're eating cleaner food, they're being much more careful about what they're providing their family in the sense of processed foods that are loaded with all kinds of preservatives. They're very careful where they eat at restaurants anymore. And because they've improved the quality of the food that they're taking in, you're going to see the cancer rate drop. Now, I think HPV is maybe about the only one that isn't dropping. But other than that, there's an overall drop in all of the cancers. And I believe it's directly related to the fact that people are much more wise in the choice of the cleanliness of water and the rawness of their foods.
The drug this lady was taking, she's suing Eli Lilly, she was supposedly on something that prevented miscarriages, and she got pregnant, and there was still enough of it in her system to create the situation. Now, you got to wonder about that, whether it's the immune system, if it was healthy enough, could it have warded off the problem? Those things are hard to establish.
Well, those drugs always suppress immune response.
Yeah, okay, so then you go after that and you win. Not that, well, I mean, it ruined her life, but is there some way of... This is the same we were talking earlier about the big banks. Big pharma is just as bad, and the way they get these things pushed through... It's interesting, there's a lot of cancer news today. There's a report that came out on cancer finding that we here in our country are making only very slow progress because there is a cancer establishment. That is, there are a lot of hospitals, a lot of doctors, a lot of drug companies who make so much money treating cancer, they don't want it to go away.
Well, precisely. Same thing with heart disease. Same thing with arthritis. Same thing with diabetes. These are multi-billion dollar industries. And while we know that there are natural, safe alternatives to these kinds of problems, that again go back to just rebuilding the fundamental processes inside the human body, where the body itself can take care of those problems, where there is no patented drug, no patented surgery, no patented philosophical concept, then there's no way to make a whole bunch of money off of it. So we're kind of locked into the industry kind of. It's just like petrochemicals. We know that there's great fuel alternatives out there, but look how much money petroleum makes. They're not about to abandon that industry, so everything else is suppressed.
Well, the thing that is so hypocritical about this is that you're told by, well, we're going to work on it, but yet all the people who are working on it are the people that have their own interests at heart and not your interest at heart.
Yeah.
I was reading a story about a woman named Nancy Lum, who was diagnosed with breast cancer a number of years ago. She was sure she could beat it. She found the lump herself. The cancer hadn't spread. Her doctors were optimistic. After her diagnosis, she was really feeling... She was back and forth. She was feeling good, but then she went through the treatment, lost her hair. And so it's interesting how people, in their healing process, they make themselves over. And in fact, the way women look, Roberta, often affects how quickly they can overcome the disease and get back to normal. How they feel about themselves is based on how they look, which I find
interesting. That's the power of the mind.
Yep, and the power of the mind is enough to keep you healthy in reality, right?
Absolutely.
That's really what you're saying.
The mind. The body follows the mind every time.
Body, mind, spirit connection. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out his website, jackstockwell.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Springsteen and Girls in Their Summer Clothes. How often does he perform this in concert? Roberta Fasanelli, for those of you who are new to the program, is the consummate Bruce Springsteen fan, over the course of a year will see him, who knows how many times, 20, 30 times a year you go to his performances?
At least.
Yeah, maybe 40 times a year. All right. So how often does he do this in concert, this song?
Every so often. You know, when the album came out at first, it comes from the album Magic, he would play it a lot, you know, when he was promoting the album. You know,
right.
Now, you know, every so often.
Once in a while.
Yeah,
it's a neat song.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it brings us around to a discussion that is prominent today at DougStephan.com. I wish that Jennifer were here as well. Jennifer and Rich are at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas for the rest of the week. Now, Jennifer will be back on Friday. I'm not sure. I think Rich will be back,
too. I think
too.
So, yeah.
Not sure. All right, so Roberta Fasanelli and Doug are here holding on to the torch. And the story today at DougStephan.com about designer clothing versus knockoff fashion items. Even if you can't afford the real thing, many of you still look for the designer items. You have no problem buying knockoffs, that is, cheaper copies. There's a survey that's out this week that suggests that three-quarters of women questioned in this poll admitted that they had knowingly purchased a counterfeit design fashion. And many said, as a matter of fact, I saw this one part of it. I was reading, sort of digging down into it. Women have five fake dresses. Women buy fake handbags, knockoff wallets, knockoff jewelry, knockoff shoes. More than half of the women interviewed bought knockoffs because they said they couldn't afford the designer label and they thought the designer label or the look was important. 37% wanted to impress their friends or their family. 9% simply couldn't tell the difference. They wanted to impress their friends or family. Man, I love that. So what do you do when it comes to designer clothing, labels, that kind of stuff? Do you pay any attention to it at all?
You asking me?
Yeah, well, who else is here with me?
I'm you asking the audience.
You know what? I
have a very sarcastic view towards designer stuff. I feel that if you need to wear designer clothing in order to make yourself feel good or to impress your family or friends, you've got a bigger problem than knockoff designer clothing. Do I own some designer stuff? Yes. Where do I get most of my designer stuff? At the thrift store. To me, I think it's absolutely a hoot to pay $8, $10, or $12 for something that was, you know, originally $200, $300, $400.
Mm-hmm. So does that go for?
I love doing that.
Women, there were 2,000 women who were questioned in this poll, and most of them said handbags and wallets were what they wanted to knock off or get that was knocked off, something without an expensive price tag that looked or some people thought was expensive. It's all about what people think of you, which is kind of sad, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah. And most of the knockoffs, believe it or not, do not, anybody who knows the real thing, unless you're paying a couple of hundred bucks for the knockoff, it's going to look like a knockoff. I don't care
what of course. And, you know, being in the clothing or from a family who's in the clothing business, I get a big kick out of labels. My father used to work for the largest manufacturer of men's and boys' suits and sport coats in the country, and they used to make all kinds of stuff with labels. And there was different quality, but they still put the same label in it, so people would say, oh, wow, I'm getting this cheap.
Well,
just because
exactly.
It had a label, it doesn't mean it's the same quality.
Exactly. I remember when my parents had the restaurant, they would label stuff. We were in the underwear industry. They would label the same pair of underpants for designer and for just for Woolworths.
Yeah, ridiculous. All right. Poll today. Have you intentionally bought knockoff fashion items? A, yes, I save a fortune by doing it. B, a few times, but I try not to. C, I have, but not intentionally. D, no, I never buy knockoffs. E, I don't just buy them. I also sell them. Check out the poll at DougStephan.com.
Insight Daily Radio. Morgan James, singer and Broadway actress, has just released her debut album, Morgan James Live. This album is a tribute to Nina Simone, a prolific artist in her own right, with over 40-plus albums of Nina Simone music to choose from. How did Morgan whittle it down to just one set?
I put a spell on you.
It's so hard. They're all so good, because she had such a varied taste in music too, you know, so she covered everything from what I love about Nina's one record, you know, she'll be covering some Beatles tunes, she'll cover some classics and standards, and then she'll sing an aria, you know, in all in her way. So it's very hard to pinpoint, but you know I want to do a tune or set of tunes and make a new arrangement, I just won't be able to think of anything else. So if I know I want to do Save Me, I'll dream it for night after night after night. So that's how I know. And I'll just listen to every recording ever made of a certain song, of Sinner Man or Four Women or whatever it is, and I'll see what other people had to say about it. And then usually the first time I hear a song, I know how I want it to sing it. I know what key I want to do it in. I know what arrangement I want. I know the instrumentation. So that's kind of how it comes to me. I usually don't hem and haw much. It's usually having to whittle it down because there's so many choices. Or I'll read a lyric. You know, I read a lyric of Randy Newman's I Think It's Gonna Rain Today, and I didn't even know that Nina had recorded it. And I read that lyric, and I just couldn't think of anything else for days. So I think they choose you, the poetry or the melody or both.
Morgan James, vocalist and Broadway actress, speaking about her new debut CD, Morgan James Live. Visit us on the web at Insight.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry. Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com.
freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here with us on Good Day. He is a comedian, as you know. He's an actor of note. He's done his own talk host. I was thinking when I saw talk host, you're with me, I'm thinking about radio. With you, it's television. But I wonder if you've ever done any radio, any substantial turn at a microphone without a camera staring you in the face.
It's interesting you say that. In 2000, I did a oldies. It was called Mega 92.3. It was like the 70s, 80s.
So Los Angeles station.
Yeah, Los Angeles.
That's a great station. I love that station.
It was probably the most difficult gig I've ever had.
Because
it was, you had to be at the top of your energy from 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And no matter what time you went to bed, you were always tired.
Yep.
And you had to find things to talk about, but that were specific enough, but yet universal enough to get people to call in.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's difficult. And I think, you know, I think radio is still probably the best way, even though you have social media. It's a little bit disconnected. They're not all connected.
Right.
But through radio and different markets, and everybody has a car, and everybody has an ability to get your ears on the radio, still probably, even though it is probably the oldest way, the best way to communicate when you have something that you need to promote or an idea you want to convey.
So why don't you do a 3-hour thing instead of, you're big enough now, so you could do, you could command, control, you could do instead of 5, you start at 6, you go to 9, you can pull a Ryan Seacrest shtick.
You know, they put landlines in your house now.
I have been doing, this is the, I don't want to tell you how long I've been doing this, but this is the 25th year of my morning syndicated radio program, and I have a studio in both my houses in Santa Monica and in Massachusetts, and that's how I do the program. And a lot of people, Miller, most people who are not in a radio station, most people are doing a syndicated thing, and I can't help but think, George, I don't know you, I've never talked to you before, we wouldn't know each other on the street. Well, I'd know you, but you wouldn't know me. But I'm telling you, you could do, because of the things I've seen you do as an actor, as a comedian, I haven't seen you do stand-up, but I'm betting that if you can do that shtick, then you could pull off something that would be, I think that, frankly, in this age where there is so much commonality, especially among the Hispanic nation, the nation within the nation, if you will, that's something that I wanted to talk to you about. You could do you could do a bilingual show, and there's nobody really doing it nationally. I think it would be terrific because everybody knows who you are. The door is open. As you get started, the door is wide open.
Yes, sir. I think you have struck a great idea. You know, it does give you the flexibility to have a normal life, even though you you have another life.
Yeah. Well, when I travel, like I happen to be on the road this week, I'll do the program from stations all across the country. Technology is such that you can do it. It's not heavy lifting. I mean, I would think there'd be tons of things going on in your life. Although, as you pointed out, it's not easy. Some people think if they're television people, they can go to radio. It usually is hard for both radio and TV people to go back and forth. Some folks can do it, others can't, but it does require a focus.
You know, what's interesting is, you know, I know you were going to ask me why I still do stand-up, but,
yeah.
You know, when you're around actors, and God bless them, because, you know, it's difficult to act naturally, and the training is very difficult to, and there's different levels to actors, but to rely on somebody to write the words that you will say.
Yeah.
Is very difficult because you're at the mercy of a script, and sometimes they're not good, and sometimes the movie gets pushed, and meanwhile you're waiting to work. But with stand-up, all you need really is a stage and people that want to come and see you. Fortunately, you know, after 10 years really in the light, they still want to see me. I still want to perform. It's almost like a chef that has a kitchen that's operating, and on one pan he always has oil warm because he doesn't know what he's going to cook next.
So do you use the same routine pretty much every night? I noticed that you're on in Ontario this week, Pennsylvania. You're in Washington, Los Angeles. You're all over the place doing stand-up. Is it the same show, or can you modify?
Doug, I think it's a little jazzy now. You know, it's a little bit like you go with the temperament of the day, of yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know, like a musician would say, well, I know all the notes. I'm just going to go and play the notes. So it's a little bit structured. It's a little bit a jam. But I like to, you know, I've always liked to improv, and although I do have my own identity now, so it's not going to be anything really outside of my identity, even if I improv the whole show.
Right.
And, you know, three HBO specials and a Showtime special, and kind of historically the same pattern that people, you know, enjoy. And the audience is a little multicultural, but I think I adjust the level as to how dark or light the tone is.
All right, let me see if I can get. I got tons of stuff I want to get in a few minutes with you to get to know you well. Let me go. Let's tag on to something you said a minute ago about movies. I liked you in Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to know if that's the kind of a movie, when you go into it, is it something that's so loose? You all are friends, having a good time. Can you do a movie like that without really a serious script? I mean, you got an idea, but then can you and Ashton or whoever it is that you're playing with, can you, because you're friends, kind of like Clooney and those guys when they do the Ocean's movies, or John Wayne used to be. I mean, can you just go and take a rough idea and put it together and make it work?
You know, with that one, there were so many individual parts. Like, most of my scenes were with Ashton.
Right.
And I wanted to make sure that, because we had just met, that it was interesting. It was interesting for me because I felt like I had to connect to him as a person first.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that on screen we could be cool. And the first day was a kind of a hectic day, and I shot actually the Eric Dane thing before, but Gary Marshall, the director's really loose like that. He's very loose
mm-hmm.
that way. But, you know, I always want to stay, I don't want to overdo it or get too broad. So I always go to a little more subtle place. Like that one, I was kind of subtle and really just his friend and not really a comic relief type person, but I was just more normal.
I thought it was good. I thought there's a warmth to you that I'm not sure always comes out. And I don't know you and you don't know me.
Yeah.
I think now you and I are having a conversation like two human beings as we sit around. Perhaps we would have this conversation if we went to a restaurant. We would have this conversation because you understand the idea of communicating. It is not a big wide screen. It's a one-on-one thing, and I'm sure that when you do your stand-up, you're looking at somebody, or you're reacting, how does this person like that joke or this line, and you look around the room. It can't be that you forget about who's there. You got to have in your mind that one person with whom you really want to connect.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different levels. You know, I was thinking about before, because, you know, I knew we were going to talk for like a week, and there's different levels of attitude that you have. You know, some work better in some areas than others. You know, I was thinking about the talk show and the 2 years we did that, and I think that we came out of the blocks with a little too much attitude when we should have built
just
to
been
a
you.
I think we came out too hot.
Yeah, you got to be you. There's a lot of what people don't know about how you're involved in lots of things. What's this kidney connection that you have? What's going on with you, and why are you so connected to helping people who have kidney problems?
Yeah, you know, I was born with a defect that I had narrow ureters, and I was my urine would back into my kidneys, which made them toxic, which made me have advanced kidney disease. But it's interesting because it shows up as fatigue, you know, being really tired and stuff like that. And you just think, well, I'm working hard, and it's a slow disease. So by the time I found out, I was in my late 30s, and then I was married at that time, and my ex-wife actually donated a kidney to me in April of 2005.
Wow. That's very
We're not cool. married anymore, which tells you, Doug, how difficult it is to be married.
It is. If she's given you a piece of her body, wow, he's out. So you have established the Lopez Foundation.
Yes.
What does it do?
You know what it does is it gives people a place to come to check on their health. It gives them guidance as to where to find help. But also, I support military families. And every twice a year, there's a camp called the Painted Turtle Camp in Lake Hughes, California. And what I do is I take all these kids who are afflicted by kidney disease, advanced and transplant kids and kids on dialysis, and we pick them up in a bus and we take them to this camp. And for 2 weeks, 10 days, a week, depending, them and their families can stay and be normal kids for that time. It has all the facilities that a hospital would have, and it allows them, really, because they're for a lot of them are from the city, that they never get a chance, or they get to hang around kids who are also affected by kidney disease, and then they realize that they're not the only one, even though they might be the only one in their family or in their school that is sick, that there's other kids just like them.
Actor and comedian George Lopez is here on Good Day. The connection that you have, let me go back to that, because I think that some people think you have a responsibility. I wonder if you think you do. There are folks who look at you as an idol. You're a person who, I don't know if idol is the right word, but you're certainly an example
right.
of someone who comes along and can make a really strong success statement. What obligation do you think you have, if any, to try to bring, let's say, I mean, there are any number of options, but the Mexican-American problem because of immigration, illegal immigration,
yeah.
sets a lot of people off. Do you feel like you have any sway in that one way or another, other than, I mean, there's a lot of fun you can have with it, but...
No, there's a lot of fun we can have with it. You know, I have started, I think when I started doing stand-up, I always made that an issue, and I believe that in making it an issue, clearly you're going to polarize audiences. I had stayed away from it and been a little bit happier overall, I think I clearly would have a different audience. I'm not sure if I'd have a bigger audience, but I would have a different audience, probably broader. But then you lose a little bit of yourself. You know, I agree that we have a problem with immigration in this country and that laws need to be reformed. And, you know, I was a supporter of Barack Obama, even though clearly as you don't have to agree with everyone. I don't agree with everything that he's done. I just hope that this country gets better. When Bush was, both of them were in office, I supported them. Even though I said things about them as a comedian, but I supported them because they were the president of the United States. We all want this country to get better. I hope it gets better. And there is larger issues in this country other than immigration, but immigration is at the top of the list, and it does. There needs to be some reform. Now, you know, as an American, you know, I get thrown under the bus sometimes where, you know, they think I'm not from here, or I get the
right.
backlash of
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yep.
But I'm ready for that, because if you're going to say something, you're going to get something back.
Uh-huh. I'm looking at Spanglish.
Yeah, Spanglish is a you know, it's a deep. I mean, Doug, you know, it's very deep. The Latino roots in this country are
of course
very
they are.
We don't want to divide as much as we want to unify. And just,
right.
I mean, everybody has a life to live, and even with the kidney thing, I'm not trying to force good health on someone. I just know what it's like to be unhealthy and what it feels like to be healthy, and you want people to be happy.
Well, I guess in terms of being happy, I'm thinking of a conversation I had with a youngster. Your audience is very broad, age-wise, ethnicity-wise, you name it. I was thinking of Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite, of all the movies that you have done, what's your favorite?
You know, that was a good one. That was Shark Boy and Lava Girl is all right. I think Rio, the animated bird movie,
really,
it has a lot of heart and a great story. I actually, you know, somebody used to say, you know, they used to say he has a face for radio. I think I have a face and a voice for animation.
Yeah, well, you've been in a lot of. You've got the Smurfs. You did some stuff for the Smurfs, and
yeah, we're doing another one. Yeah, that was a good one too, because you grew up watching the Smurfs and eating their cereal and
right.
having your hands all blue from the powder of the stuff, and then you end up being one. And they are worldwide, and those movies did well worldwide. And to think that your voice is being translated or heard all over the world is more than I ever imagined when I first put pen to paper, you know, 30, 40 years ago.
great conversation, George. It's happy to, I'm happy to actually have made your acquaintance, and maybe there's a way we can have a regular conversation at some point in time.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
Yeah, you got a lot great. Going yeah. for you. George,
I appreciate it, Doug.
Yeah, my pleasure to have you here. Thanks, George. George Lopez here on Good Day. Look for him. Actually, I think the best thing to do if he's traveling around the country, you check your local newspaper, and there are going to be obviously announcements of George performing there. George Lopez here on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
In the history of television, there has never been a more uplifting series.
God gave us a gift.
Tomorrow on Lifetime, welcome to Double Divas, the new reality show with the most delightful pair, Cynthia.
I'm the best ball fitter in the U.S., maybe the world.
And Molly.
We know our boots.
Sizing America one bra at a time.
Change your bra and change your life.
Double Divas, series premiere tomorrow at 10, 9 central on Lifetime.
Guitar Center's January clearance sale is the treasure hunt musicians wait for every year. Score premium gear from major brands at unheard-of discounts. We're talking about jewels from Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, Roland, Pro Tools, Shure, Apple, and more. Up to 80% off list. And this week, a wealth of incredible new deals just arrived at Guitar Center. So stop by and walk out with a gem you've always wanted and a price you only dreamed about. Hurry to Guitar Center's January clearance sale and claim your treasure before it's gone.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund. And accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing replacing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
By Mark Knopfler from the movie of the same name, which Chucker was tops at the box office during this week in 1998. The year, I think this movie, from what I remember and what we've talked about before, was a knockoff of Bill Clinton's administration, wasn't it, or aimed to be same?
Yeah, I believe so. It's a good film. You know, it's funny you mention that it was top of the box office. I mean, how times have changed since 98 to 2013. I mean, the business has changed so dramatically to just big spectacle that a film like that would barely register at the box office, I think, now, which is sort of a sad statement. I mean, look at the movie Promised Land with Matt Damon, a character-driven movie based on a subject where there's, you know, no gunfire, no violence, really does nothing at the box office now. It's a totally different marketplace, and I don't know, really, for the better.
No, I think there are good stories. Interesting. I was reading a
story
about...
But I don't think people... There's a lot of good stories to tell in feature films, but that is not the marketplace for movies. I mean, there, you know, Argo's done well, and there are a handful of films that do well like that, but the majority of movies are just big, you know, movies with explosions and special effects, and that's really the majority of the box office nowadays.
Yeah, as I said, when going to this movie this past weekend, I think that what I expected, it wasn't the Tom Cruise vehicle. It wasn't great. It was what you'd expect from Tom Cruise, but there's so much other stuff in these movies now, as you're suggesting. And is that what people are people going to become numb to it, not want to go see it? I think that's a question that a lot of these people have to ask themselves as they move forward. Anyway, Wag the Dog from the movie of the same name, going back to 1998. Time now for our daily contest. This movie was the number one movie during this week in 2004, so you don't have to stretch your mind back so far. Play three different cuts, and then at the end of that, we'll ask you to call us at 888-302-3684, the new number for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 888-302-DOUG, to identify this movie.
I may not have much, but I have more determination than any man you're likely to meet.
Again, the year is 2004. Chucker, you got it yet?
I got it. Yeah, I like that movie a lot.
All right, next clue.
It occurred to me then that perhaps the reason for my growth was that I was intended for larger things. After all, a giant man can't have an ordinary size life.
Isn't this an animated movie? Do I remember that?
No, it's not. It's by a big-time director, and I think one of his last really good films.
Really? All right,
and
last clue.
I think they're doing an off-Broadway production of it.
Really?
I could be wrong, but I think they are, yeah.
You are a big fish in a small pond, but this here is the ocean, and you're drowning. Take my advice. Go back to Puddleville. You'll be happy there.
Jeez, I thought this was animated for sure. All right, that was the clue that really brings it all home. 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-3684. If you have the answer, you win the swell prize, $150 worth of cosmetics from Pure Attitude. The answer in Chuckers Movie News coming right up here on Good Day.
Our buyers negotiated the best deals of the season on the best floors, and they're all priced to move at Lumber Liquidators January liquidation sale. Our best laminates and vinyl wood plank are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood, one of America's most popular hardwoods, is just $269 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. These deals will not last. January liquidation sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for your local store.
Hot chops sticking to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Berries, creamy, rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
888-302-3684 to figure out what the number one movie was during this week in 2004. Meanwhile, Chucker has movie news for us.
All right, Doug, Arnold Schwarzenegger's The Last Stand, which opens on the 18th, is tracking at a so-so $12 million opening. This will be Arnold's first starring role in over a decade. Actually, I thought the movie would perform a lot better than the $12 million opening. We'll see what materializes on the 18th. In terms of TV news, Doug, Fox TV will air tonight Stars in Danger, Celebrity High Dive, what might be, in my opinion, one of the most stupidest premise for a reality show I've ever heard of. Antonio Banderas Jr., that's the top celebrity. Give me a break.
Yeah, it is.
I wouldn't waste the brain cell.
It's the stretch that these people are going through to get people to do this stuff. All right, Jeanette, what's the name of the movie?
The movie is Ewan McGregor in Big Fish.
Yes, ma'am, it is. The number one movie this week in 2004 was Big Fish, Ewan McGregor, Danny DeVito, et cetera, et cetera. So you win the prize. Thank you, Chuck. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.